We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Someone brought it up to our attention, I think it was Joey Burgoyne, our executive producer, about this whole issue of the Earth's core and spinning and it changes direction. I didn't understand it, so I was like, we got to talk to someone who does understand it. So we found somebody. I think we've had Professor Piatek on before, but I'm not sure. Professor Jennifer Piatek, if I get this straight, Professor of Planetary Geology and the Chair of the Earth and Space Sciences Department at Central Connecticut State. Is that a decent enough summary of your responsibilities at that institution?
That sounds exactly like the list I put at the end of my email, so that's perfect.
Okay,
thank
good.
You, yes.
Good, because I'm sure you studied long and hard to get those credentials, so I don't want to give them short shrift. Tell me, the Earth's core spins, and it spins in the opposite direction that the Earth does?
Okay, so I think this got just a tiny bit confused, because, you know, doing geophysics before noon, nobody gets that, right? So, well, let's go back to that kind of picture of the Earth that maybe, you know, we would get from an Earth science textbook, right? We have the Earth has a crust, it has a mantle, and it has a core. So the core is, you know, roughly the size of, say, Mars. So say half the size of the Earth, and it's mostly iron. And when I say mostly, I mean like 95% iron. The outer part of the Earth's core is liquid, and that's the part that is moving around. That's what causes our magnetic field. And the inner part, though, even though it's really, really hot, because it's under so much pressure, it's solid. And that part, because it has this liquid between it and the rest of the solid Earth, that inner part is the part that can rotate at a different rate.
Huh. So same direction, different rate?
Same direction, different rate. And so what's been going through the news is some seismic researchers in China have gone by and looked at more earthquake data so they suggested that since about 2009 that the core, which had been rotating a little bit faster than the Earth, so imagine the interior of the Earth and it's spinning, but it's going a little bit faster than the rest of it. What it did is it's been slowing down, and they propose that it's actually starting to rotate slower than the rest of the Earth. So it's not like it's going backwards. All it's doing is just
going
slowing down, just like driving by a car on the highway. They didn't stop when you drove by them, but right. It looks like they're going a little bit backwards to you.
So let me ask you this then. Is there any potential impact on any? Like when I think about it, when the subject was brought up, I'm like, this is end of days stuff. You know what I mean? So is there any impact on anything we do? Is there any potential for any problems or anything related to this kind of movement?
I know. It does sound apocalyptic. And when they say, oh, it's going to reverse, no. So what this might do, it would change the length of the day by a millisecond. So if you've got an atomic clock in your basement,
yep.
You know, the day may change a little bit and your clock might be a tiny bit off.
By a millisecond.
But by a millisecond.
Okay, so it's not like we're going to be frying eggs on the sidewalk or falling into the pits of despair.
No, I know it sounds like that, right? But no, what it is, it's really fascinating to think that there's this giant ball of iron underneath us, and it's rotating at a slightly different rate than the rest of it.
Well, just the fact that between the layers, there must be some sort of suspension enough to have the movement separate, which I find fascinating, too.
Well, it's that liquid layer. You know, anytime that, you know, everything's all solid like the rest of the Earth, it has no choice. It has to all rotate at the same rate.
Right.
But you have to put that liquid in there, and it allows it to decouple.
Fascinating.
Is the fancy science word.
Yeah,
so they can rotate a little faster, a little slower.
Yeah, we used to deal with decoupling when we talked about the economies of China and the United States. So I appreciate the term. Professor Jennifer Piatek from Central Connecticut State here joining us on Brian and Company. Honestly, like, this is stuff I know nothing about, so it absolutely fascinates me, and I love to be able to ask a ridiculous question and get, honestly, a layperson's answer, so I appreciate it. The other thing I want to ask you, it's a little out of left field. You weren't really briefed on it beforehand, but the other piece of news is this asteroid near miss. Can you speak to that too, or no?
Asteroid near miss.
Like, there's a big there's a big asteroid the size of a, what was it, a delivery truck that's going to come within, I think, 2,200 miles of Earth. But I don't know if this is your bailiwick or not.
Oh, this, you know, that planetary geology thing, I should learn about these little things.
What is planetary, planetary geology, what is it?
That's a catch-all term for studying, I don't know, anything solid in the solar system. So everything from the asteroid that you're talking about up to, you know, the Earth, or heck, why not? We could study the giant planets and look at their atmospheres. What I'm doing is actually giving myself enough time to pull this up.
We did it. Our news guy did it as a news story that there's this asteroid that's going to be a near miss. And I was just, you know, I remarked that, you know, kind of amazes me that we don't get bigger chunks of rocks that hit the planet, like a la the theory on the dinosaurs or what have you. And I'm curious of how often stuff like this happens.
Okay, so there's a when we talk about asteroids, we're talking about these are just basically chunks of, we call them debris, that are orbiting around the sun. And they could be, you know, small things the size, you know, small things a meter in size. They could be, you know, much, much larger than that, you know, up to kilometers or so in size. And I'm trying to remember my numbers off the top of my head. There's a few thousand that actually get
through the atmosphere,
very, very close to the Earth.
Okay.
So there's a whole population we call near Earth asteroids. And there's, of those near Earth asteroids, there's a few that get, you know, within a few million miles or less of the Earth. And you're right, we do see them. Our atmosphere does protect us. Anything that's smaller than a couple of meters or so in diameter, if that came in and hits the atmosphere, it will burn up due to friction. It will just literally vaporize itself traveling through the atmosphere. It's the stuff that's a little bit bigger that we worry about, right?
Yeah.
Because if that did get through, but because we know that would be a problem, our space agencies like NASA are tracking these things. And so we have a whole near Earth asteroid detection program. And I mean, I know everybody's attention spans get very, very short nowadays, but back in September, NASA actually did a mission to try to change the orbit
it plowed into one to see if it could change its trajectory, right?
Right. Well, it plowed into it just to see. All we want to do is see if we can change its orbit, and we're not going to, you know, blow it up and turn it into a shower of even worse things trying to hit us, as happened in the movie Armageddon many, many, many years ago.
Right.
That was actually a really good example of what would go wrong if you accidentally blew up the asteroid that was trying to hit you.
Right, because my scientific experience is all through Armageddon, so.
Hey. You know, sometimes you remember that better than you remember the class that you took way back when in some high school or something. So they were. So let's go back to DART. The DART mission was able to change the orbit of this little asteroid. This was a little asteroid about the size of the Great Pyramid of Giza. And they were able to change its orbit by they measure it in time. So by like 30 minutes. So it's orbiting around a larger asteroid, and they were able to change that orbit by 30 minutes, which is pretty impressive for just simply, you know, hurling a spacecraft at something.
Right.
So, yes, we track these things, but they do come close to us, you know, periodically, and the very, very small stuff is hard to see because it's small.
Right.
The closer it gets to us, the easier it is. And what's happened, it looks like with this one, is this is a it's not a huge asteroid, so it's just been detected. It's going to pass by us, and we're going to wave to it as it goes by.
Yeah, we'll wave. Hi. Listen, sorry to put you on the spot. We're up against the clock. We have to run, Professor.
I'm sorry. I'm always going to be long-winded, so
no.
I will cut that off.
It's great to connect. I'd love to talk more. I mean, especially stuff I'm so ignorant of, so I appreciate the early rise to get on the air with us, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to talk to you. You have a good day, too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.